legislators are failing to respond to the needs of average citizens, and which only worsens the cynicism that voters have. There was a recent Paul Simon Institute study that showed that 77% of Illinoisans believe that government corruption is widespread. That's a problem. So now is the time for the voters really to take back control and push for fair, honest, and effective government. You know, and creating an independent redistricting process is the first major step.
So is this something we might see you at, say, like farmers markets or event like that that would help the average citizen
exactly.
find out about it?
Exactly. There's, you know, basically two ways that you can find or get petitions. You know, the first way is seeing one of our volunteers or a campaign staffer out at county fairs or parks or concerts or on the street corner in your town, actively looking for registered voters to sign a petition to place the Illinois Independent Redistricting Amendment on the ballot. The second way is for folks to go to our website, independentmaps.org, and to sign up to get involved, and we'll actually, you know, put petitions in the mail to you within 2 business days, and that way you're a part of the campaign. You're actually going out and gathering signatures as part of this effort for the campaign.
And this is something that would adjust districts in line with the census. So we're talking about 8 years from that point.
Exactly.
And how do you keep people excited about something that's almost a decade from now?
No matter when redistricting happens, a successful constitutional amendment campaign will send an immediate message to elected officials in Springfield that people want change. And looking out to 2020 really takes the personal politics out of it, we feel, and it allows us to really discuss the long-term reform that's in the best interest of residents of the state. So that's kind of the reasoning behind that. You know, we also need time to plan and prepare for the Citizens Commission.
Right, and that commission is 11 members. How do you appoint a group that has no leanings one way or the other?
Yeah, well, I think we've set up a lot of safeguards, and we've kind of looked at the California initiative for some guidance on this. You know, the first thing I would say is in order to serve on the commission, the eligibility bar is very high. So, you know, first, you must be a resident and registered voter for the last 4 years. Second, for 3 years before, you must not have been a candidate or a holder for elected office in the state. You cannot be an employee or officer of a state government or a local unit of government or political party in the state, nor can you be a registered lobbyist anywhere in the country or a party to a contract with the state or a principal officer or an executive employee of such a contractor. Then, for 3 years before that, you cannot have lived with anyone that are any of those things that I just described. And then for 10 years after your service on this independent commission, you're not eligible to run for senator, representative, or any other executive branch position, or judge, associate judge, or be an officer or employee of the state whose appointment is subject to confirmation. When this happened in California, they had 30,000 applicants apply, and, you know, we feel that we'll be able to find plenty of applicants in Illinois that fit the bill, that'll be able to actually draw fair maps in a transparent and open way.
And you mentioned California. What research have you gathered from other states on how to go about doing this?
Coalition that was working to build this ballot measure was talking a lot with California and was learning a lot from the Florida campaign and also the Ohio campaign to do this. We've talked a lot with organizations and the leadership that worked on the California ballot measure to kind of get some guidance. In California, they saw more competitive elections after the commission drew the maps. They saw a much more open and transparent process, and they also saw the 50% increase in minorities holding seats. So we really think it was a good model to look at when we were considering it, considering building this initiative here in the state.